brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up after the first break, we're scheduled to have a whistleblower dealing with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Merck, the so-called drug company, the genetic engineering biotech company, is really what it is now. Very powerful information for the next hour. Then I'll continue with calls and financial news and information as we track the private banking takeover of the federal government as a new fourth branch of all-powerful government is set up with dictatorial powers to the Department of Treasury above the president and everyone else, a supreme emperor. I mean, that's what it is. It's what it states. And by the way, it's in the new version as well, not even stripped. People couldn't believe that was in there and thought it would be stripped. Well, no, they're going for broke. They flew planes into buildings, ladies and gentlemen, and killed 3,000 people to scare the population into going along with them. And so that's basically what's happened. Just a program note on the Willie Nelson thing. What happened is Willie Nelson has invited me and Jesse Ventura to come speak at one of his already set events, a very special event that's going to have a lot of I had no idea until a few days ago when I went over there for some preparations over to some of their offices about who's going to be at the event. And it'll be free streamed over the Internet, folks. That's all I can tell you on that subject. The next few weeks I'll tell you more details. Okay, let's go ahead now. It really isn't serious to call in and say, hey, I want to come play for an hour and a half at your event. I don't even know who you are. It's not my event, so let's get that straight. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Right now we have an opportunity, a unique opportunity for people living in and around the Memphis area. We can drive down to Ole Miss, which is about a 40-mile drive. We can hold up banners and we can take poster boards and make sayings or slogans like the bailout is a fraud, or slogans like I would go to the NWO debates, but I already get WWF on cable. You know, something to bring people's attention to the fact that this is a farce. And it's like you said the other day, it's great drama. But it's like wrestling. It's all pre-planned. It's all laid out in advance, and at the end of the day, these guys get together, shake hands, go have a beer, and they're buddies. I think that people can get up off their couches, take off work, and go down there and make a noise and wake people up, because the media is there today. And
I agree, but also because New York has lost over $200 million worth of lawsuits, other cities are losing lawsuits for the free speech zones. Go down there, the Secret Service and others may try to keep you 2 or 3 miles away in some field where nobody can see you, but then that becomes a news issue in and of itself in the papers. And so to continue to expose that we're now in some type of new Soviet Union. So that's another reason to go down there, but sometimes they don't get their stuff together and keep people from protesting and demonstrating, and sometimes the First Amendment still makes it through the Iron Curtain, and so a great idea.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you playing Quarter Flash Music, being a former Memphian. I appreciate that, and there's a group called Casting Crowns that's got a song, The Voice of Truth, that's very, I think it'd be a perfect song for right about now. Good lyrics. So,
thank you so much. I appreciate your call. We're going to go ahead and get my guest online. Do we have her? Okay, we have Cynthia. I'm going to introduce this when we come back. This is really powerful information, dangerous information for her, somewhat for myself in this office. On so many fronts, so please take this for what it is. Very important information. Very powerful information. And very, very disgusting info as well. And we have to be careful. There's a lot we can't tell you because then that will expose her. And so I'm going to let her basically lead with much of what she says because it's very easy to blow somebody's cover. We'll be right back with this exclusive interview from inside the Bill and Melinda Gates Tax-Free Global Foundation.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Everybody knows.
Websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com. For the next hour, and perhaps a little bit past, we are joined by a scientist. We will just leave it at that. Don't want to give out too much information, but she said we could say that. Who has worked for some of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, has worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and of her own accord left because of moral reasons. She has documented all of her claims to us in hundreds of pages of documents that were very hard to digest. Much of it we were already aware of, so we know it's very credible and powerful information. And I want her today to also talk about some of the things that appear to be some of the good things the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has done. I want to be as fair as possible from her high-level perspective. This is a $80-plus billion tax-free foundation. It is closely integrated in with Planned Parenthood, the World Health Organization, the Central Intelligence Agency. It is the heart of the military-industrial complex. It is nested and sequestered in with the core New World Order operations, the tax-free foundations, the Rockefeller Foundations, the Carnegie Foundations. And this is a window into the dark crevasses of the scientific dictatorship. Now, there are wide areas we can discuss, but I want to bring Cynthia up on air now. Much of what she's going to be talking about can be reverse engineered if you want the documents for yourself. She even told me I could post some of them, but I don't even think I want to do that because of some issues and questions. I think they could track it back to her. But a lot of it can be found in World Health, IMF, World Bank documents. A lot of it is public, but decentralized, you can find different pieces of it. We were actually able to take some of our documents and find them ourselves, or pieces of them, because governments and others do report on some of what's going on. They are obsessed with security. They are centralized, heavily centralized in secret offices. They meet in secret. This is a major defection against the New World Order. This is big, ladies and gentlemen, and this is risky as well. Not just for our guests, but for this radio show. But I have a moral responsibility to put myself at risk and my radio show and what I do from all sorts of repercussions, because innocents are threatened by this. The rule of law is threatened. And transparency is king. Okay, Cynthia, where do you think we should start? Maybe as much about yourself as you can tell the listeners, and then some of the areas you've worked in, without giving too many dates. And then I think we should just get right into the HPV situation first. But if you can, give us a overview. First off, thank you for coming on. Thank you for your courage.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Alex. I really have always enjoyed your show, and that's sort of why I contacted you here. First of all, I want to say that I'm not suicidal, and nor have I ever been, or I don't think I will be. So we just thought we'd get that out, because this is kind of a scary territory. I am a research scientist. I started out working at the FDA, and I've worked for major universities and a lot of very cutting-edge major biotech and pharmaceutical companies, and worked on drug development in the lab, and then eventually worked my way into clinical research where in the preclinical studies, and then, you know, I've even written and designed clinical protocols for human trials and the follow-ups and things like that. So I've been involved in all levels of you know, drug development and biological research here. So, you know, I sort of know of what I speak, and I can kind of weave in how big pharmaceutical companies are kind of in some ways no different than what's going on at the Gates Foundation. So there are certain kind of overlapping practices that happen here that allow for lack of oversight and shenanigans to go on. But I thought I'd like to start out just kind of briefly, I think you're right, with the HPV virus, but briefly with, you know, having worked in Big Pharma, I was kind of very happy to go to work for the Gates Foundation because I thought they were doing very, you know, altruistic work, you know, being very helpful towards people, and they are. I mean, there's a lot of really wonderful programs they do. They have a lot of Oprah-like programs going on, and they started out very, you know, Oprah-like, like working with the Helen Keller Foundation, supporting them to prevent, you know, diseases that can cause blindness in third world countries by increasing, you know, how people conduct sanitation and things like that. And a lot of that sort of programs are still ongoing, and, you know, providing mosquito nets for people in malaria areas and with sleeping sickness and things like that. So there's a lot of really wonderful programs that they are supporting and helping people with. Having said that, interspersed with all that, there's a lot of they're kind of moving. They still have those basic programs going on, but they're moving more now towards, now that they've kind of established themselves in these different countries with these really great programs, and which they probably should continue, they're working more and more towards vaccinating people against, I would say, almost everything, and starting these really intense vaccination programs, moving away from, like, say, creating drugs that would help people for things and moving more towards creating vaccines.
And I wouldn't even call them, and of course you're a scientist on this, but I wouldn't even call them, and we were talking yesterday, these aren't even, vaccine isn't the right word, because this is genetic modifications. We're talking about, I mean, you can't really even call these vaccines, and except in the loosest of terms, because we're talking about DNA altercations, changing DNA.
That's correct. I mean, like the old vaccines, like the tetanus, they would take the tetanus bacteria, they would kill it, which is called attenuated, and then they would inject you with, you know, kind of like the dead bacteria, and your body would go, oh, okay, you know, and then when, if you're exposed to tetanus. Now they're just taking weird protein sequences and growing them up in yeast and, you know, that are like one little protein fragment of whatever they want to vaccinate against. And so that's very disconcerting because you don't know. They're putting in very weird random bits of protein and DNA, and they're calling this the identifying marker for that particular disease or parasite or virus. And
with no real testing, and this is, you were saying, guinea pigging in the field with experimental vaccines, where, yes, we know it'll affect the protein in a particular type of worm, but then it'll affect other things.
It'll affect other things, and they don't know how it'll affect other things until they test it in people. And, you know, big pharmaceutical companies here get away with that, too, because I worked for one company, and the FDA came back and told them they didn't have enough safety data, so they wouldn't let them proceed until they did more safety trials. Well, then what people don't know, I mean, this is kind of like an intermediate thing besides just testing them on third world people. Poland and Czechoslovakia also have sites set up where U.S. companies can come in and go to the next level and test on people over there. And so they would circumvent having to do more safety tests, just go to the test that they wanted to, like in Poland, and then go back to the FDA and say, see, it didn't kill these people in Poland. And so then they would proceed on.
But I want to flesh that out, because that's a big deal, and people may not understand the magnitude of what you're saying there. You have the companies themselves doing their own internal test and then dumbing up the records.
Yeah, they have done that. In the past. I've worked for companies in the past that have done that. I mean, I've sat in meetings, and when they test drugs, let's say at the, I'm just going to say the Mayo Clinic, I'm not singling them out, they have to write down every single, you know, bad thing that happens to somebody. And I've seen the doctors go through and just alter or remove those patients so their data looks better.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about that on the other side and break all of this down with this research scientist blowing a whistle.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now. Or become
property of the New World Order.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Cynthia, a research scientist, is our guest. We're going to go through some of the internal activities by Big Pharma like Merck and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which she's left the last year or so because she morally said that she couldn't go along with some of the things she saw happening there. Okay, continuing. Let's go over that in detail. Let's go back, to the instances working at Big Pharma, with Big Pharma, and then some of the things you've seen with the testing of unapproved drugs in the third world. And you were talking about separately from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, another instance where they were having trials, and people that have bad reactions, they just take them out of the trial so that that data isn't in there, and then falsely claim that it was safe. And I know you said you saw that several times. Wasn't that in particular in relation to the human papillomavirus vaccine?
Well, with that vaccine, what they do is they, in countries where there's really good reporting, like the UK, and it's very established, you know, they're finding out that there's as many as 8 deaths in 2 weeks happened last year and things like that. But when you test it in countries that, you know, in Africa and Latin America that don't have the infrastructure and of, you know, having oversight and follow-up to people, because, you know, people live in little villages or nomadic or whatever, and you can't really follow up to find out if they've been hurt or not hurt. And so by whatever you're giving them, they just basically go in there and kind of conduct their own studies by using a lot of people as pretty much guinea pigs. They just start vaccinating them. They try to do as much follow-up as they can. But, you know, you can write off deaths and things like that really easily in third world countries, or side effects by saying, oh, well, they had poor malnutrition, you know, ahead of time, or they had malaria, or, you know, whatever, a multitude of horrible things happen to people, you know, who live in very poor conditions. So basically they're just kind of wholesale vaccinating people without really having the proper infrastructure at times to,
Now, to be clear,
they
are vaccinating them with experimental, even biotech vaccines, you were telling me.
Yeah, their next level of, I think, after, because the human papillomavirus is, you know, if they're, you know, the more they're doing it in, you know, first world countries like the U.S. and Great Britain, they're, because they're being very closely monitored, they're finding out, you know, as many as 10,000 side effects were adverse events with this drug that were reported up until July of this year, and there were as many as 20 deaths, and it causes spontaneous abortion. Seizures is a really bad problem with this vaccine, and they're also finding now that there's women are being paralyzed. A little 12-year-old girl died of blood clots, and the CDC now is recommending that, or the FDA is recommending that once, you know, somebody's been given this vaccine that they stick around for 15, 20 minutes because there's been anaphylactic shock and seizures, and they just want to make sure that when people walk out after they have this shot, they don't have something horrible happen to them. So they make them, after you have the shot, it's recommended that you sit around in your doctor's office for
a minute. Now, in the past, with a whole host of vaccines, the child would go home and die of a seizure, and then they go ahead and arrest the parents saying they beat them. But now that's become so public, they're not not enough. They kill your child or hurt them. They then got to take them.
Right.
But I want to be specific here. You were telling me about experimental vaccines being used in Africa, and that this has all been kept very secret.
Right. They're testing a lot of versions of diarrheal vaccines, and they basically, you know, have been testing that and other kind of, you know, on people basically down there to see if it works. And what's kind of disconcerting is a lot of the people that they're testing it on are like women and children. And one trial they had to stop because, like 11 people died that they could confirm. It wasn't like they could sort of say, oh, nothing happened. It was pretty blatant and obvious. So they're testing a lot of their experimental vaccines on people like in Africa and things like that. So it's pretty, you know, without having gone through different safety studies and things like that.
Embarrassing, though. If they do it in Africa or Latin America or Asia, it can be kept quiet, and then they know what to not test in the West because it'll be, you know, more obvious if the deaths happen there.
Right. That's essentially it. And, you know, the rationale, I think, on their part is these people have a greater need of dying of different, you know.
Yeah, that's the bioethicist rationalizing and setting that precedent and not even telling the people how much danger they're in. Stay there, Cynthia, research scientist. Let's come back in a long segment. We'll get into it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
They won't be if we get this corporate crime under control. Government has no transparency under national security. Big corporations have no transparency. The people have the book thrown at them and are fed on, while the rich and powerful do whatever they want. And throughout history, it always goes to seed. Things always break down and fall apart. And this elite knows that, so they built a police state up to keep themselves in power while they steal and thieve. We're talking to Cynthia, that's not her real name, research scientist. And I want to go back in a few minutes and then go over your list of things you want to discuss, Cynthia. But before we do that, let's go back first and describe the secrecy in Big Pharma and that revolving door and how you were saying there was no oversight, and then getting into the secrecy of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the layers of secrecy. We can't get into your high-level position to see a lot of it, and there's even layers above you that are secret, just so people get an idea of the window we're able to look through, thanks to you, into their world.
Okay. You said so many things. I'm not quite sure where you wanted me to start here. I would say that, you know, those trials that they do in third world countries, they do write up proper protocols and get whatever proper local approval, but they can't do the tricky part there is doing the follow-up. It's like they can only find some of these people because they're in villages and stuff, and you kind of wonder if the people they can't find are the ones that had the bad reactions and they're only reporting on the 60% that they could follow up on. Do you know what I mean? What happened to those 40%?
Now, they're doing the test where they know that there's no accountability and there's a smokescreen, and they're mixing the drugs in country when there's no reason to do that, which allows things to be added, which big companies and the World Health Organization have been caught doing before. So please continue.
Right. And so basically, there, as far as accountability with Big Pharma, I sat in one meeting once, and, you know, you do a printout, and, you know, when people read the side effects of a drug and they're like, what, diarrhea and constipation? And, you know, because they seem like conflicting, you have to report every single side effect that anybody had while they were on your drug. And because you don't know 10 years down the line if one of those is an actual real side effect, you can't say, you can't dismiss somebody who had a, you know, headache or something like that because they showed they're on your clinical trial and they drank too much at their sister's wedding or something. So you have to report everything, that comes in. But you don't have to. Where I saw where a lot of the changes came in is either one company, I quit after 4 months and so did the statistician. They just took things they didn't like and said, and there's no oversight by the FDA because they just don't really have the manpower to come in and micromanage pharmaceutical companies. It's like supposedly they're ethical and you can trust them. They would just throw out whole adverse event symptoms. And I sat in one meeting where this doctor just basically was going through this printout, this data printout, and marking stuff off. And I asked her, what are you doing? And she said, well, I don't trust this. And I'm like, well, you know, you train the people at, you know, the university site where they're doing this thing. So why wouldn't they know how to report, you know, a severe event versus a mild versus whatever? And she said, well, I want them to check it. And so they pulled all this data out, and then they went on with their remaining data. I mean, she can challenge it because that's her role as the medical monitor of the study, but it alters, ultimately, it alters the outcome of that particular study.
Well, that was like when more than half, exactly, during the early 1980s trials of aspartame, more than half the baby monkeys that were fed it died. So they just removed, Donald Rumsfeld ordered the scientist, and they refused, so they just falsified it. This is public domain. They just removed the monkeys that died from the study and said, none of the monkeys died.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and, you know, under, I mean, doctors have to have discretion when they're doing these, you know, doing oversights on trial, like, well, this is completely wrong or this or that. I mean, because they're using their medical judgment. But when it's so blatant, you know, and the thing is, people are like, well, why didn't you report it? Well, first of all, A, I would have lost my job. And B, this person is the medical doctor in charge. And, like, who am I to question her sort of authority on this? And it would be really super hard to prove to the FDA what she was up to.
But here's an
unless
example.
I gathered all that info and gave it to him, which was would have been impossible to do. So.
Yeah, well, this is down the road now. Look at how they approved in the early 80s what we now know as Prozac, and they knew then it caused massive increases in suicides, but they removed that from the study, and then now it's been proven scientifically the whole family caused mood swings, violent actions. It destroys people's normal inhibition towards violent outbreaks. It removes that dopamine suppressor, and this is what the scientists say, that keeps some mother from chopping her one-year-old's arms off and dancing around with a dead body on the roof. And I hate to get, you know, you take a totally normal woman, she's put on this, and she goes completely insane, then they throw her in prison for it. When, you know, every mass shooter we've had in the schools has been on these drugs. Now.
Well, it's kind of like drugs like, I think Vioxx is one of them, that, or Celebrex Vioxx, that they found out, oops, you know, they're no better than taking ibuprofen, and then they have all these horrible side effects, and they're like, oops, all this data was someplace locked in a file cabinet at the company.
Yeah, it turned out they knew it caused heart attacks. They knew Vioxx was going to kill, and that was Merck again, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, it's just Merck,
you know,
Merck.
It's kind of funny. I hurt my back once and took Vioxx, and I swelled up. I became the incredible puffy person, and I'm like, this is crap, and I never took it again. And then years later, it's like, thank God, you know. So, but, yeah, it's very scary to know how lax oversight there is and how much kind of trust goes into this. And, you know, every time I see these ads about, I love my, you know, grandmother, so this is why I'm doing this. And I'm like, oh, what a bunch of baloney. It's all about money, you know, and with this big pharma.
Well, the bottom line is you've been at many levels of the studies that are being done, and you're telling us what's also come out in the mainstream news, that a lot of these trials are as crooked as a dog's hind leg.
Completely. And, you know, this was years ago, the own FDA's own statistics that 53% of all drugs that went into clinical trials to be tested were found to be toxic. So that should, you know, give you some pause right there. I would never go on a clinical trial unless, even if I was, you know, dying, basically, because not that we don't have to test new medicines and things like that, but, you know, people get very false hopes, and you're an uber guinea pig at that point.
Well, Austin, Texas is a big center of testing, and I have a friend who does this because she'll get $4,000 or $5,000, and I talked to her, and I said, don't you understand the higher-paying ones are the more dangerous ones? And she had one almost kill her. She had to go to the hospital. She swole up, red spots all over, and they were testing a cancer drug on her, and she didn't even have cancer. And, you know, she's finally stopped doing it. But, you know, that's pretty sick when the only thing we've got left in our economy for people to make money who have college degrees is going in and taking deadly drugs.
Right. And, you know, they're pushing, now they're doing a big push towards, you know, minorities in science and stuff like that to go into biotech. And I'm like, geez, why would you want to do that to anybody? You know, it's a really shady business, and their whole goal is to get bought out by a bigger company, and they work you to death, and, you know, you'd be better off in academia.
So they're really targeting right now the legal aliens.
Yeah, and so anyway, what I thought we would sort of talk about next is, well, in the HPV vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, let's go over that. Let's go over the most egregious stuff you've witnessed.
Okay, with the HPV vaccine, it's basically going into third world countries, you know, in Latin America and other different places, and just basically shooting up these poor little pre-adolescent schoolgirls with, you know, and they line this up through the school, but they won't give it to the HPV vaccine to the boys, which I think is really odd because they can get all sorts of cancers, too, from this and all sorts of problems. But for some reason, they're just targeting, you know, little girls. And the one thing they don't tell them is if you're pregnant and you take this, the HPV vaccine has been known to create spontaneous abortions and then also fetal abnormalities.
And it's now been associated with also causing inflammation of the brain, of key glands, and has been associated now, and this is, we're only early on to this, with reproductive problems.
Right, and there's no long-term studies on this. And basically, they're finding out now there's more and more paralysis, Bell's palsy, there's grand mal seizures are very, very common. And like in little 12-year-old girls, as I said before, they've died of blood clots from it. So they're really targeting school age, they're going into schools and they're really targeting these little girls that are going to school. And their parents are kind of confused because in third world countries, they're not kind of up to date on a lot of things. And they get very confused and think that they're being cured of cancer or they won't get cancer ever if they get the shot.
Well, you know, I've seen polls. Education. I've seen polls in the U.S., Cynthia,
mm-hmm.
where, and the way the ads run, it sounds like you're being cured of cancer. And they think all cancers, even here in the U.S., women are bringing their daughters in. So they're clearly playing that. Now, to be clear from the documents I was reading, but you're the expert on this, and I pulled some articles up on it as well, they were testing HPV before it was even approved here in the third world.
Right. And, you know, and they can do that because third world countries have very lax oversight, very lax institutional review boards. You can pretty much just buy, you know, a study. So, you know, it's not like they're just going in and randomly pulling people off the street and, you know, shooting them up with this vaccine. They get approval such as it is, which is usually not as strict or, you know, as the U.S. or the U.K. or Germany or something like that. So in these countries, they're pretty much, they can be pretty much bulldozed around by, you know, any big pharmaceutical company that comes in and maybe throw some cash their way. So, and that was found in.
So they can claim it's all kosher and legal, but only because in some place like Peru, or different states of India, or in areas of Central Africa, or on the Gold Coast, places like mm-hmm. Nigeria, they can go in. Now, I've also seen reports come out, and I talked about this yesterday, and you said, yes, that goes on. There's no reason to not fully produce the vaccines and the drugs, and the GMO drugs is really what they are, the genetic altering sequences, in the West, where the main plants are, and then ship it there. They are creating sub labs or factories where they are preparing the final vaccine, which also allows more control and more anonymity. And again, the World Health Organization has been caught adding a very expensive synthetic hormone in over 100 factories to the tetanus shot. And of course, you're a scientist; you understand how that works. And then it would sterilize the women. But please continue.
Yeah, so basically the big pharmas come into China and India, and I do have to say that a lot of Indian pharmaceutical companies are based on the old British educational system. So in a lot of ways they're actually pretty good pharmaceutical companies when it comes to drugs. China is very scary because all the big pharmas I work for and friends of mine that still work for them are now going to China to manufacture their drugs.
So a lot of our drugs are being made in China where they put plastic in the milk.
Almost all our drugs are being made in China. They're shutting down manufacturing plants in the U.S. To make things, and it's going to China. So the big pharmaceuticals go to China. They get their little thing factories up and going, their little manufacturing plants. And then from there, they will then help other developing countries, let's say Indonesia, some part of Indonesia, set up their own manufacturing. So it's not like, you know, Merck goes into Indonesia. Merck goes into China that goes into Indonesia. So it's always kind of now being done through a conduit.
It's fenced. It's being fenced.
Yeah. And, you know, on some level, if it was totally kosher, it's like, oh, good, these countries are now sustainable to make their own drugs and their own medicines, and we're helping them get up to World Health Organization standards. But, you know, China is very scary, and, you know, you just don't know what's being put in these drugs.
Well, China's also signed on to the eugenics model in the treaties they signed in the 80s to get the IMF and World Bank funding. We know the IMF and World Bank also funded Peru and India to sterilize their women and to give them injections that did that. So they've all been caught doing this is the point. Imagine what we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and it's very hard to get in those countries because they're very militarily controlled. And, you know, and they have a lot of consultants from the big pharma that are being paid and, you know, subsidized to come in and basically, you know, help these people set up their own vaccine manufacturing plants and drug manufacturing plants. Which on the face looks good, like, oh, good, they're getting, you know, expert help, but you're kind of wondering, eek, you know, what's going on here? So that's very scary because you don't know where these vaccines are coming from and how they're being made. And there's really sketchy oversights, especially. I mean, they can certify them because they'll look at their protocols and how they make things and sterilize things. But that doesn't mean that that's what they're following.
Well, it's like millions of Chinese citizens getting melamine, which destroys your kidneys just once or twice getting any of it. And they just don't care. They said, well, we knew that melamine shows on the meters as high protein, so we put melamine in millions of people's milk, and, you know, they're going to die young because of it or die right now, but that's just what we do. And, by the way, we make your drugs, so eat up, America.
Well, and then the next phase is they're doing a lot of testing, is multiple vaccines at once. And it's under the guise of, like, you know, basically, oh, well, it would be one-stop shopping. Why do these people have to do redundant services? So we'll give them this, this, and this. Well, it's really getting kind of scary because they're putting the measles vaccine with the with all these other different vaccines, and giving these poor people, like, guinea-pigging them with, like, three vaccines at the same time that are completely different.
And experimental. Let's come back and get into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with our insider. We haven't said anything yet.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
to
stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. dead. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really.
Cynthia, inside whistleblower for Big Pharma Testing. We've really been covering that the last 45 minutes or so. Just stay with us 30 minutes to the next hour. Then open phones and tons of financial news and analysis for the balance of the broadcast. And there's a lot we're not telling you, a lot we're not saying, because she had confidentiality agreements. I've seen a lot more than I can say here on air. Now, if something's illegal or unethical, she's not bound by that. But still, she left because she didn't want to be part of the things she witnessed going on there. And we talked about a lot off air that hasn't been discussed here. Cynthia, I want to get back into the things they're doing and the larger operation and just how big it is and how secretive. But I mean, let's get into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You know, his father's the former head of Planned Parenthood, currently on the board. He has said he, you know, believes in the eugenical ideas. Bill Gates has. Warren Buffett's big into it. He's given 40-something billion. They've given $39 billion. This is, we're talking about an $80-plus billion war chest that is so secretive. I think he gave $47 million. They've given $39 billion. Last time I checked, we covered it in Endgame. And just ravages happen after the UN, World Health Organization, World Bank are in there doing things. Most of the Africans now run when they see the clinic trucks. In Thailand, you know, people are given injections by UN programs, and the women have miscarriages. They hold them down. I mean, the, you know, the police are locally paid to do it. So there's this huge program going on. She's covering what she can tell you and what she knows about. And, you know, they started up the foundation with PR stuff about let's stop the Tootsie Fly, the sleeping death, let's give them mosquito nets. All sounds great to get the trust. But she talked about a bigger director above her, which I don't want to get into too much detail, but she said, I don't feel like I'm a doctor anymore and don't like what I'm doing, but wouldn't go further. I mean, there's some really weird stuff going on. She got into the foundation thinking this will be more moral than Big Pharma, and kind of found out it was really Big Pharma, was just a foundation front and really a giant testing arm for human guinea pigs. That's the main moral. But let's get into the and we're about to break a minute, such a short segment, but start getting into the structure and the secrecy.
Well, the secrecy first struck me when I was approached by a friend because they needed help with this administrative thing because they were expanding very rapidly. I said, oh, okay, well, I'll meet you there and we'll go to lunch. And she wouldn't even tell me where the foundation was located in Seattle. I said, I started laughing. I said, oh, yeah, I you know, because most places have like a security guard at a desk and you get a little badge to go through or, you know what I mean. And she's like, no, I can't tell you where I'm located at all. And she was absolutely serious. She never told me where her office was. I mean, I eventually found out where it was, but that's the kind of level of secrecy. And, you know, I'm not quite sure why. I mean, obviously, you know, people could come off the street and protest or come in and constantly look for grants from them or something like that. You know, they'd be inundated with people coming through their front door. But that's almost bizarre secret, you know, for me. Even just being in pharmaceutical companies, they have a guard at a desk and, you know, can buzz you in and things. But they won't even tell you where they're located. And a friend of mine is in a biotech company in downtown Seattle, and they're building a big compound. And normally how they have...
Stay there, stay there. Got a break for 1 minute, Cynthia. We'll be right back to everybody in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.